Hey guys, welcome to the NetFit Run Club. This is week 3 of our pre-season challenge. Your coach Sarah Wall, we're going to be working through a 30 on 30 off challenge. So it's going to be tough, but it's going to be netball specific. We are working for 15 minutes today, which is our quarter of netball. Each week we talk about our gears just like we would with a real game. We're either clearing or driving, we're either changing direction, we're pushing off, we're holding. So it's very much like that with our run today. So we're going to be making sure we're going really hard for our first 3 steps, maintaining speed or cruising in our recovery. So we're going to get started in about 20 seconds, so make sure you're warmed up and feeling right for the 30 seconds ahead. When the buzzer goes, we are going to go into our first 30 second effort. So with this first takeoff, I want you to think about your first 3 steps, and that is the same as what we need to think on the court. All right, so we're getting started in 5 seconds here, and we're going to maintain this run for 30 seconds. All right, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Pushing off really strong. 30 seconds here. We're just going to push at gear 2, so making sure that we're going to get into today's run with a really strong pace. All right, 10 seconds down. Dropping your shoulders, making sure that your hands are nice and relaxed and your arms are pumping through. Really great job. You've got 10 seconds here to go. This next 30 seconds, we're dropping into a cruise. All right, pushing now all the way to the finish line. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, dropping it down. This is your 30 seconds rest. So today is almost a bit of a speed session. And when I look back at this session that I did that's very similar, we called it 30-30s. So we had our rest, but we sprinted for the 30 meters. Okay, so what we want to think about today is our 30 seconds. Maybe you could think about your sprinting the full court. You probably would cover a lot more distance, but I just want you to think about specifically what you're doing. Starting in 3, 2, 1. First takeoff step, let's go, 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 go. Well done. Okay, sorry, I want you to think I'm right on you. I could be your opponent, I could be your teammate. I just want you to know that everyone is here today pushing from NetFit. Keep it up. Halfway. Great job. Well done. We've got 8 more seconds here on your stride. 3, 2, 1. Resting. Great job. Well done. You are 2 efforts down of your 15 efforts today. Great job, guys. Okay, this is a nice easy jog. Starting in 5 seconds for our sprint. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Okay, 30 seconds solid here in gear 2. Okay, I want you to drop your shoulders, spread your toes in your shoes. I want you to keep on pushing. This is a sprint. This is like you're actually driving for a ball. You know you get that 30 second break after this, so give it everything you got halfway here of this sprint. Let's go. Driving, striding, whatever you're doing is just a bit more than a jog, but it is nearly a sprint for those girls that are really pushing today. 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. Okay, take a big deep breath. Awesome work, guys. So around this time of the run, personally, I start to get a bit tired. It's like when I first start a quarter or I first start my warm-up. Often feel really tired in the first 5 minutes, but mentally I know if I just keep pushing through, it just goes away because your body gets comfortable. Okay, we're going into our sprint in 5 seconds now. So just remember keeping on pushing to start and maintain the level of intensity you want. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Okay, pushing now, great job. Every time you do a sprint, think that's done, that's away. You don't have to think about it again. Ticking those off. 10 seconds down, let's go, great job. Keep pushing, awesome work, guys. That stride now, I want you to think about your big deep breath. You've got 10 more seconds. Suck the air strongly through your nose. Come on, pump your arms, drop your shoulders, all the way to the finish line. 3, 2, 1, and 30 seconds off. Great work, well done. So when you're starting to feel fatigued or you're feeling short of breath, it's something that I like to do is a reset. I say to myself, okay, go through my body. In this recovery, I check. I go, okay, how's my breath? Where are my shoulders? Are my hands tight together or are they relaxed like they should be? Okay, we're going into our sprint in 5 seconds. I'll keep talking through this. 3, 2, 1, and striding. Keep going, push, push, push now. Because for me, when I think about resetting and I say to myself, I've got this, I'm chunking this run down today, keep pushing, that's 10 seconds down. So all you need to think right now is this next 20 seconds and that's all you need to think about. I don't want you to think about anything ahead. I don't want you to look at the score in a game. I don't want you to do anything that's going to distract you from the now. Great job, keep pushing now. 3, 2, 1, great job, resting. Awesome work, guys. Okay, so we're sitting here in our recovery. This is a time that we're sucking the air in and we're not thinking ahead. All you have to think about is this next 30 seconds. And if you're trying to think about the year ahead, it's just like for me, I think about this center pass, this moment right now in 3, 2, 1. The umpire's called play. You're sprinting now. Okay, when you're in a game, you think about what you're doing here in the moment. Where's your defender? Where's the space? Where are your players? The external things don't matter. 15 seconds of this sprint, 15 seconds to go, that means keep pushing. So right now when you're running, you're thinking about foot, shoulders, pumping your arms, keeping your eyes up into the distance. You've got this. You know it's tough. 3, 2, and rest. Okay, you have that next 30 seconds of rest here, guys. So I guess how I really like to explain it is to be right here, right now with what you're doing. And when I learnt that in my later years of elite netball, I started to play so much better. I wasn't worried about the crowd. I wasn't looking if the coach was going to take me off. I wasn't thinking about other positions on the court. I just thought about what I was doing. And you know what? I played better. I was in the moment. All right, just like we're doing today, we're going to start in 3, 2, 1 of our sprint. Come on, let's go. Pushing now. Really got this. Okay, you've really got this, guys. You're here at 10 seconds. I want you to keep pushing now for this 20 seconds. For the last 10 of this sprint today, I'm gonna ask you to get yourself up to gear 3. Now, when you get up to gear 3 in 3, 2, now pushing for gear 3. I want you to think about your opponent that's the toughest to play on during the year, is right on you. Come on, 5, 4, 3, 2, stop. Great job, or just jog, don't stop. Keep going, well done. We are already nearly at the 7 minute mark, which means we are so close to the end of the quarter. So if you're looking up right now, don't put your hands on your hips and you're looking at the timer, we are nearly there. Great job. All right, getting started for our next sprint in 3, 2, 1, here we go. Okay, 3 step sprint takeoff. And when you sprint at that level, this is where you need to maintain that speed. Keep pushing now. We're at 10 seconds. You have to keep going for another 20. You've got this. Great job. Big deep breaths. Making sure you lift your knees on the stride. Keep going. Well done. You've got 10 more seconds. I'm going to count this one through because I want you to go all the way to the line. 7, 6, 5, 4, push. 3, 2, 1, and jog. Great job. All right, some of you might need to reset each 30 second break. Just reset, say to yourself, I'm here, I'm feeling uncomfortable, and it's gonna get easier if you keep up this kind of training. I bet you if you go back to even week one when you started, you will feel a huge difference. And just imagine, these all add up. And just small little efforts every week, you are going to become a really strong runner. In 3, 2, 1, pushing now, let's go. This is at the 8 minute mark, so you're nearly right through the quarter. I want you to pump your arms. I want you to spread your toes. Keep your eyes up. I want you to visualize you're on court. I want you to think about why you showed up today. Keep going, you're halfway there. So if you're here today, you're already a winner. So imagine if you give that little bit of extra effort to the finish line in 5, push, 4, 3, 2, 1, and jogging, dropping that right down. I don't even mind if you're at the stage where you need to walk in this break. That is okay. Walk, suck the air in, but when we're going for those efforts, we are pushing. Great job. Well done, guys. 15 more seconds and we're going to get into that next sprint. What I'm going to ask you guys is, this is the only time for this whole quarter I'm going to ask you to sit in gear 3 and try and maintain it for the 60 seconds in 3, 2, 1. First 3 step takeoff. Go, 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 go. and try and hit that explosive speed. This is where you think about last season, the highs, the lows, what you want to get out of this next one. This is what's going to make you push today. You've got 15 seconds down. You've only got 15 seconds left. How hard can you sprint? How much can you show your teammates you want it? How much can you look back after this run today and be like, I gave everything, push to the finish line in three, come on. 2, 1, and rest. Well done. Great job. You can walk these 30 seconds if you want. I know these feelings when you just give it all and you think, why am I doing this? And then all of a sudden you get that fit and you go, what? That was easy. And you forget these moments. But guys, you are doing the work. You get the results. Great job. I'm so proud of you guys today. I'm here to push you, but I'm also here to wrap my arms around you and tell you you're doing a great job and you've put your shoes on, you've got out of the house, and that's just all you can really do to get fit. We're going to start in 3, 2, 1, go this effort. Okay, I just want you to sit in gear 2. I don't care if it's not at your best, but I'm going to get you to get into just a bit more of a rhythm, a stride, because that last effort of sprinting that you did was next level. Great job. Okay, we've got another 10 seconds of this stride to go. Keep pushing now. We're nearly right through our quarter. All the way in 5, 4, 3, 2, and jogging or walking. So good, guys. I'm so proud of you guys today. And what I'm going to actually ask of you guys after this session is to see if you can give this one more go so you can play a half of netball today. I haven't really asked our community to sort of push the repeat button, but I think it's a really great session to take you to the next level of your running. All right, we're going to go into the next sprint in 3, 2, 1. All right, let's go into our stride. All right, pushing that out, getting comfortable. All right, this run is all you. You have 10 seconds to push all the way to the finish line. If anyone can get up to gear 3, just for this last 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, your game will thank you. Well done, and rest. Great job. Cruising now. You've done so well. We are so close to the finish line. We have 3 minutes to go for this whole quarter. I know those feelings looking up on court, looking at the 3-minute mark and thinking, okay, I've got this. This is nothing. This is just 1 second after the next. All right, we're starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go into that stride. Push now, push now. Great job. Drop your shoulders. Quicker your arms go, the quicker your legs go. I'm going to call for the 10 second mark where I want you to stride that little bit stronger to finish off this sprint. Okay, 10 seconds to go. It's up to you. Do you want to stride it out? Here we go. Great job. 3, 2, 1, and rest. Awesome work. Okay, 2 minutes to go. There's only 2 more efforts of this run. Today is a really tricky one because really it's combining the speed training with our intervals, but these sort of sessions are actual gold. And these are sessions that you could just keep pulling out throughout the season or even take it to your netball training and share it with your team. Great job, guys. All right, we're starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go. Suck in that air. Pushing now. Great job. Remember, this is your second last effort for the whole day. Keep going. That's 10 seconds down. All right, so this theme of today is just about knowing how to reset. Keep going. Pushing now. 15 seconds to go. Knowing that there's going to be times in the game when you are tired. What do you do to self-check? Keep going. What do you do to keep pushing? Because you know that there's 15 minutes ahead of you each quarter. Keep going and resting. So what I like to do for this last 30 seconds when I look at the 1 minute of the game is I like to break it down and say to myself, relentless defense. I'm just going to be relentlessly hard and stick to my player. And then you give yourself mini goals throughout a quarter and give yourself times to do that. Sometimes in teams we say 5 minutes of hard defense, 5 minutes of zone defense, or whatever that may be, but internally you have to set your own targets. Starting for our last sprint in two, one. Okay, let's go all out. Gear three. Let's go. Let's bring it home. Let's get that loose ball. Let's pick up that for your partner. Let's make sure you chase. Let's make sure you ditch a player. Do all the things that are quality, even though your brain and your body is telling you you can't. Push now. 10 seconds to go. Come on, drop those shoulders. Suck in that air. Keep those shoulders back and stand tall. This is all you now. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, 30 seconds rest. Whew, well done. You did 15 efforts today. You did 30 lots of 30. 30, 15 sprints and 15 recovery. Well done. You guys should be so proud. I hope you're still jogging as we get to this last little timer, which gets us into our 2-minute recovery. So if you're going to repeat today's session, take 2 minutes, like a real quarter. Imagine that you're sitting down. You probably can take a break or walk and reflect on the quarter and then reset, as with the theme is today, reset and think about what you are going to do for the next run. I'm really proud of you guys, and thank you for sharing and posting and tagging and asking me questions and sharing your experiences with NetFit. We really want the NetFit community to be a place, a safe place, where people can be themselves, share how they feel about the game, share the positivity of the game, and help each other pick each other up when things don't go well, because that is just a part of the game and just a part of life. So it's how we navigate that as best we can. Really proud to be leading you here today. Running was something that I was never strong at when I started out. So if that's you, make sure you just stick with it and let it become your strength. Because when you're fit, you get more intercepts. Trust me, I was never the best defender, but when I got fit, all of a sudden, I'd turn over balls. It's not a coincidence. All right, guys, thanks for running with me today. I can't wait to bring you into week 4 next week. It's going to be fun. It's going to be challenging, but I know you've got it. All right, see you guys.